This is from the old school, new school.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Current Issues. I'm your host, Hisham Tilawi. Well, today actually we have many things to talk about. First up is probably we need to pray for the tornado victims and pray for those who lost everything within seconds or minutes, everything they own. So we pray for them, and we wish them well. We wish them the best of luck. You know, if you look at what is going on in the news, for the last few weeks, as if there is nothing, absolutely nothing is going on in the world, as if there's no wars, no one's dying, as if everything is okay outside, our only problems are Benghazi. What really happened and what did Obama do and what didn't he do? As if Obama, and I'm not defending him, as if Obama, they want to prove if Obama actually wanted those people killed, wanted the ambassador and the people with him killed. As if that is the most important issue in the country. And the second important issue in the country, as if nothing else is going on in the world, is what's going on with the Tea Party and the IRS. As if nothing, absolutely nothing is going on. As if no one is being killed in Syria because of what we, the United States, have done. As if no one is being killed in Tunisia because of what we have done. In Libya, in Egypt, in Afghanistan, everywhere in Palestine, for supporting the Zionist, the bastard regime of the Zionists in Tel Aviv. Nothing. The Zionists in Tel Aviv are stealing the country, this country. You know, they stole Palestine. But they are stealing this country. And as if that does not, it doesn't matter. We have nothing to do with it. Let them steal it. We, the American people, don't care because we don't know. But yet, we want to know if the IRS actually targeted these non-profit organizations. These people who said, we are non-profit, and they got the designation from the IRS. Now, the Tea Party, really, there's no such a thing as like one organized Tea Party. We're gonna talk about this in details because it's nothing but BS. We'll be right back.
As As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Sorry about that. Choking is not a funny thing, by the way. Okay. And especially when you don't have water around. And it had to come not before the break, right when we get back to go on the air. Okay. All right. Let's just tackle the Tea Party so no one will misunderstand what we just said and no one will get upset with us. The 501c designation. It is non-profit organizations, and the rules of a non-profit organization to get a tax-exempt status from the IRS so you don't pay, so people who donate to you can actually deduct their donations on their taxes. But there are some rules, and there are some stipulations that you have to go by and abide by. One of those things is you should not be involved in politics for a particular group or party. You've got, if you're going to be involved in politics in general, and if you are, let's say, you want to be active in elections, you're supposed to actually get both sides of the story and present it. So there are some rules that you are supposed to be abiding by. Now, I agree, and I'm the first one to say the IRS should not actually go after one group because of their political agendas or political affiliations or political school of thoughts, whatever, whatever, whatever. But when you have these Tea Party, there are hundreds of organizations that have applied for and was received and received, applied for and received the tax-exempt designation from the IRS. And hundreds of those organizations are affiliated with the Tea Party. They are out there with the loudest voice that they can scream with, telling people what they're doing. And then you have Karl Rove, who publicly stated, and he has actually, he does have one of those 501c4 organizations. He did say that he is in 2012. He said he's going to turn the election around using the 501c4 organizations. Well, of course, we know he couldn't do it and he lost miserably. But if you have Karl Rove, the star of the, or the thinker, the brain of the Republican strategists, saying we're going to use these organizations to win the election. Now, that by itself is not a reason for the IRS to go after these organizations. And by the way, the IRS been going after these organizations for a while now. This is not something new. But why is the IRS going after these organizations? It's not just these organizations, but many of them happen to be affiliated with the Tea Party. And, you know, the IRS go after anyone who does not abide by the rules. But since these people are in public collecting donations and telling everybody what they're going to do with that money, well, yeah, the IRS can, and if they get information that such and such organization is actually participating in this, they are to look at it. They are to look into it. So it happened that apparently, I don't know how the IRS got hold of all this information, but it does not take long to get a Democrat, and I'm sure the IRS had looked into many organizations also on the other side that are doing the same thing. I mean, you know, this 501c designation is not just the Republicans who abused it. Everybody abused it. Not just politicians. You have religious organizations getting free ride on millions and millions of dollars because they are 501c designation. Tax-exempt organization. Now, having said that, so this is, yeah, it's a problem, but it's not really a huge problem that 24 hours a day, our media, as if there is nothing, absolutely nothing important around the world, as if this is the only thing that we have, and this is the only thing that we are going to do. So, are these things like a distraction? They tell you about Benghazi. You know, Benghazi. Look, we are, the United States of America is engaged in many, many wars around the world. Libya, well, many wars around the world for Israel, let me add. Libya was one of those wars. You know, the Benghazi embassy, that was a CIA mission. You know, they don't tell you that. It's a CIA mission. There were enemies. There were people who did not want that mission there. There were people who knew what the CIA was doing, and they attacked it. Now, just like the Hillary Clinton said when she met with Congress during that hearing and all that stuff, she said mistakes were done. or mistakes had happened. Sure, mistakes had happened, but listen, you know, these guys, and I'm not saying, I'm not condoning their killings. They were on the battlefield. Sure, it was an ambassador, but it was an ambassador who was actually in the command and operations of what was happening in the Libyan theater. It was not like an ambassador who was sitting in his office just visiting with diplomats and dignitaries in that country and others. He was actually in the field. He was in Benghazi. He was not in Tripoli. Now, some things happened. We're not going to go into details of, yeah, why this and why that, and they knew it and they did not. Let's not go there because that's not for us. You know, the mainstream media is doing a damn good job at getting you or getting your attention focused on that and away from other things. Because, you know, nothing is going to happen. That's how things work in Washington. They blame each other, and at the end, nothing happens. What do you think they're going to do? What, fire the president? They can't. But that's one way the media is grabbing your attention, so you don't look the other way to see what's happening, what we are doing on the other side of the world, what we are doing in Syria, what we are allowing Israel to do in Palestine. You know, in Palestine, we have people are being killed every day with American bullets fired by Zionist Jews. And you're paying for it. In the meantime, we are telling everybody, oh, look, we're going to mediate. We are going to get peace in that. Look, we've been lying to these people for a long, 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 long time. We have been lying to the world. And then when something happens to us as if, oops, why did they kill our ambassador? Why did they attack our consulate in Benghazi? Why? I mean, come on. Why did they attack it? We'll try maybe because we have instigated the war in Libya. The CIA have trained those people in Benghazi who started the so-called Libyan Revolution. Try that the CIA is the one that financed and brought all these terrorists from Afghanistan and Yemen and other places to fight the Libyan government. Try that. Has anyone talked about that? No. All they're talking about is what did Obama do and what did Obama say and when he knew it and when did he know it. And that's what they have been doing. That's what they have been doing. Now, I'm not taking sides here. I'm not defending Obama or what he did or did not do. The point I'm trying to tell you is your attention, the media is bringing you basically issues that don't make any sense. It does not change anything to keep you from seeing the issues that actually affect your lives. The issues that affect the world. The issues, if you're going to get mad, if you want to dig deeper into issues, dig deeper. The media, but of course it's controlled by the Zionists, so they're not going to. If they want to dig deeper into issues, dig deeper into what the Israelis and the Jewish lobby is doing in America. We'll be right back, and we'll go to the phones when we come back from the break.
We'll be right back. love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to us live, actually, from the Republic Broadcasting Network. I was doing something, and I'm trying to get back in. Okay, our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, and we'll go to the phones now with Harvey in Florida.
How you doing, Hashem?
Great, thanks.
Well, it's all about subterfuge, Hashem. They have these false stories that really are meaningless, exactly like you're saying. But in Benghazi, this Ambassador Stevens that was representing us in Libya was a major person responsible for the overthrow of Gaddafi and our taking over Libya and stealing the oil. So this is as sick as it gets. But they present it like, well, it's a thing to get the Republicans back in. It really has nothing to do with this Ambassador Stevens. He is a mass murderer. He's representing mass murderers, including Obama and everybody, that almost all the congressmen that voted for the war in Libya. So this is as sick as it gets. And these little tiny stories that mean nothing are just an attempt to put the Republicans back in it, but it doesn't make a damn bit of difference. Republicans or Democrats, they're all in favor of war after war, slaughter after slaughter, and mass murder.
Very good. Well said, and I thank you for your call. He is right. Now, you know, I don't know. I try not to. That's the job of the listeners who are to freely express their opinions. He said the ambassador was a mass murderer. Technically, we are as a nation. Yeah, I don't know what a mass murderer is, but we have killed millions of people in the last 10 years. So I guess as a nation, we are all mass murderers because we contributed to the death of millions of people around the world from the nonsense wars that we were engaged in for the interest of Israel. Just like when George Bush lied about going to war on Iraq. Just when he lied, and he knew he was lying. He knew he was lying. You know the funny thing, a couple of weeks ago when they did the George W. Bush Library at Southern Methodist University, when they did that, he said that he made the right decision by going to war against Iraq. He said if he had to do it again, he would do the same. Why? Why? What did Iraq or the Iraqis do? What did Libya or the Libyans do? Why aren't they spending the millions of dollars to investigate what did the previous, if these Republicans and Democrats want to get to the truth of why the ambassador actually died, we'd go back. Go back and see why he died. The answer is not in 2012 or 2013. The answer is in 2001. The answer is in 2003. When the United States decided to go and attack a country that had nothing to do with 2001, it had nothing to do with any of our problems. Actually, we had to do with a lot of its problems at that time. The United States had implemented a siege around Iraq for 12 years before we went and attacked them on 2003. Nothing was getting into Iraq unless we said it can, and we only allowed food and medicines. Let's go and investigate that war. Let's find out why Ambassador Stevenson died in Benghazi by finding the answer in Baghdad in 2003. You want to be true to yourself? You want to be true to your country? You want to be true to your constitution? You want to be true to your God? Then don't sit and let them BS you with this nonsense of spending millions of dollars of your hard-earned money to investigate what happened in Benghazi when we're not going to do anything about it, even if we found out that Obama himself pulled the triggers. But it's a decoy. And you know darn well that Obama, they're trying to make it look like that. Oh, he ordered the killing. Oh, he wanted it. He was in on it. Now, you know darn well that was not true. So let's get to the truth. We'll be right back with more of your phone calls.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rust-proof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to SantaBarbaraBells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Let's go back to the phones, actually, and we do have Jim in Missouri on line 2. Jim, welcome to the program.
Hey, Hashem, I really appreciate what you do.
Thank you.
You know, I think you're probably right that a lot of this is decoy. I was listening to, are you familiar with Dr. Wynn Parker that has Parker's Pathways?
No.
Well, he's on RBN. He's on Sunday mornings.
No, I never heard of him.
Well, this guy, he's a genius,
we don't know each other here at RBN, you know, each one of us in different state, different,
sure,
probably different country.
He brought up a point, and he's very difficult to follow because he's so learned. I mean, he's got so much information in him. But he said this morning that there's been like 8 or 9 different major acts by the United Nations against the American people that have been passed just in the last few days. And I think all this other clutter could be just a decoy to the American people, because we already know that, you know, the Israelis or the Zionists or whatever you want to call them, We already know that the United States government's infiltrated with them, and probably the military-industrial complex. We know who owns the banking systems. We know who owns the media. And we're not going to find out about the important things, but if you get a chance, you might want to go listen to that, to his call, because...
I mean, what is it that he talked about?
You know, I had a hard time understanding him, but he said that these were major things, and I mean, and he's pretty well content that the United States government is basically at war with its own people.
Well, I don't know if I would believe that the United States government is at war with its own people, and I would not go as far. But I mean, it's very simple. Our government is a government that is hijacked. Not just this current government. Our political system is hijacked by money on top of the pyramid. And then with money, you have the industries, and then you have the media. And all those people in Washington, or whoever wants to make it to Washington, needs money, millions of it, in order for... Do you know how much it takes to elect a senator to the United States Senate? Millions.
Oh, yeah.
They cannot provide that money on their own. Money is sitting there waiting for those who want to sign at the dotted line, that they will do what the master says, and you will go to Washington. That's the problem with our system. Our system is not that our government is at war with us. No, I don't believe that. But I do believe that it's totally, totally occupied. And I always said, and I said this probably the first time at an American Free Press convention in Washington years ago, I said, I came to this country from a country that was militarily occupied by Israel, which is Palestine, to the land of the free and the brave, and it turned out to be occupied politically by the same people, which is the Zionists. And that's the truth.
Yeah, now, I totally agree with you there.
Yes. Now, if those people in Washington, those senators and congressmen, if the media, but look, we're talking about F and F and F, they're not going to do it because they are the ones who are occupied. The only ones who will end up free in this country are the people on the streets, but you have to get to them. And you cannot get to them through Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. You will only have to get to them through RBN and the likes. And, you know, we're not the mass media because we don't have the billions of dollars, and they will not put us. Imagine if this show, or any other show, I don't want to say my show is that good, but imagine if any other show on RBN actually comes on the same networks as Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity right after. Imagine if everybody who listened to Sean Hannity on the radio or on TV would listen to Hisham Tilawi or anybody else along with Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. I guarantee you this country and its history will be totally different. Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks.
Yeah. Actually, they would be shocked.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thanks for the call. And, you know, that is true. If the American people would, you know, some of them who actually hear the other side, because you know there is always the other side. But the American people are only hearing from one side. One side and one side only. And that's the problem. When you get Rush Limbaugh, then Sean Hannity, then Bill O'Reilly, then all these savages, what do you think people are going to learn? We're going to be in the same mess that we are in. And don't think that the other side, sure, you have, you know, other liberal commentators, when it comes to Israel, they all say the same. And Israel is the problem. Israel is the problem, is the numero uno problem. Israel is the problem. But they both know. All these talk show hosts know. It doesn't matter if they're conservatives or if they are liberals. Does not matter. You know, I consider myself a conservative, by the way. My affiliation is, even though I don't really feel it, but I am registered as a Republican voter. But do I feel like I belong to the Republican Party? Of course not. Because it's hijacked. Even though, by the way, the Republican Party used to be the People's Party. Now, can we get People's Party? Yeah, we almost did. We almost did. The Ron Paul movement. Darn it, it was in our hand. And then the Zionist got Rupert Murdoch and his cronies to go after it and pump millions of dollars into its veins and snatched it away from Ron Paul. He said that himself. Yeah, it's the same party that his son Rand actually got elected by. Go figure. Yeah. The Tea Party that we're talking about now, and we're talking about all these affiliations, it was the real people, the people who believed in Ron Paul and what he, and Ron Paul was probably the only one who was able to go into the different sections of our society, cross-sectional of all people, because he was telling the truth. You know, the truth will set us free. And Ron Paul has been putting the truth out there. He has been putting the truth out there for the Federal Reserve Bank. Anyone's listening? Nah. Anyone cares? No. They don't care. People don't care. Most people don't care. And that's exactly what they count on. They know that you have over 300 million people. They pay taxes. They pay taxes all over the place. They pay taxes every time they turn around. And 99% of them don't care about politics. They don't have time. They're running around like crazy from daylight until day end, just trying to feed their children. You think they're going to worry about politics? They don't have time. And the big boys up there, they know that. Those who have time to pay attention to politics, they're going to get them through the media. They're going to get them through the media by getting their attention away from the real problem. The real problem, ladies and gentlemen, is the occupation of the United States by the Zionists. That's the real problem. The real problem is the occupation of the United States by the Zionists. Now, how many, if you go out there and you ask people, you take a survey of people in the streets of America. Do you know what a Zionist is? I want to know how many of them will say they do. And they will actually tell you what it is. That's our problem. That is our problem. We don't know who the enemy is. Know your enemy. We don't care. Anyway, We got a couple of minutes before the break. Let's go to Jared in Louisiana on line one. Jared, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon. Hey, Dr. Shum, know your enemy. Did Sun Tzu say that?
I'm sorry?
Did Sun Tzu say know your enemy in the art of war?
Exactly. Know your enemy.
Well, one of my things is, I think another thing America doesn't know is how much nonsense we have with this immigration, and we're not taking care of it. I read an article about a German family that wants to homeschool their children. They're not given asylum to the United States because homeschooling is illegal in Germany. Now, I'm not caring about what fate they are or whatever that is. But we can let all these millions of dogs come over here across the border and give them asylum for nothing. But we can't give this one German family asylum to come in here, you know? I mean, and it probably wasn't even on Fox News. Because Sean Hannity's a big gay punk, you know? And American people are sheep. And people need to wake up. You know, these people from Mexico, useless.
Okay.
This German family wants to come in here and work. They want to homeschool their children. They want to be free from oppression. But they come to the right country, but we don't let them in. You know why? Because we're no longer a free country.
Okay. Appreciate it, Jared. I understand your anger. And I understand your anger about the southern border and people coming here from Mexico. But most people coming from Mexico, they are coming looking for a better life for themselves and their children. Now, I agree the borders should not be open the way they are. But that's not those people's problem. It is our problem. Because from the beginning, we have allowed that. And from the beginning, we have given asylum to many, many people, not just from our southern border, but from all over the world. And yes, it has changed. Now, The German family that you are talking about, I don't know if you're talking about the same thing or not, but I know there were a German family that was deported to Germany. But I don't know if a German family actually trying to come over here. But regardless, you know, you touched on the immigration. You know, many countries, if you cross the border, they're going to shoot you. And if these people in Mexico, they look across the bridge and they see how we live only a few feet away and how they're living, I would say if it was any one of us in that position, if we were in their shoes, we would want to come over here too, and we're going to try to do it. Now, is it right? No, it's not. Because countries have laws, and countries have doors that you are supposed to come through the door, not jump through a window. But if you let your window wide open, and you are allowing these people to come in through the window, it's your problem, not theirs. They're hungry. They're poor. They're tired. And that's my take on the immigration. It's not their problem. It's our problem. It's our government problem that let it go this far. And now we are saying, oh, we need to take care of our borders better. Well, the problem is we never took care of our borders. And why don't we do like other countries? You know, bring the people to work, but there are rules they have to abide by them. And when they catch you, they don't send you to jail for years, and then you end up staying, because that's exactly what we're doing. We take these illegal immigrants, we put them in jail for many years until they go to court and figure out exactly what we're going to do with them. We spend millions of dollars on housing them. Other countries, you're illegal. They catch you. They drive you to the airport. They drive you to the border and say, go, right away. Period. And that's what we need to do. You find someone who's illegally in the country, take him out. Send him back to his country. Don't spend a penny on him. You know, you start doing that, and you start putting hefty fines on companies that actually employs in other countries, you're going to pay a hefty fine if you do employ an illegal immigrant. Do what other countries do. We're not going to have that problem. We'll be right back.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Current Issues, the radio show. Coming to you live from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we only have a couple of minutes left for the program to end. And I will be actually going to Jerusalem in June. But we should still have at least one or two programs before I go. It's my annual pilgrimage to Jerusalem. So if any of you would like to come along, just let me know. You can get hold of me in many ways. I'm on Facebook. You can look me up there. And if you would like to go in June, let me know. We will be probably talking about this next week too. But if you want to, you better get started. Because, anyway, basically what it boils down to is they, the media, that is controlled by Zionist money, that is controlled by money they just make out of thin air, by the Federal Reserve Bank, they are controlling our government, they are controlling our minds. They are controlling the United States government and people through money and through media. Now, if our Congress was truly, truly a people's Congress, investigate that. Don't worry about what happened in Benghazi. What happened has happened. We were in the middle of a war that we started. We are in the middle of wars right now that we are doing for Israel. Don't think we went and attacked Iraq because Iraq did anything to us. No. Don't think we are helping Israel against the Palestinians because the Palestinians have done anything to us to harm us. No. We are helping Israel because Israel is controlling our government. Israel is controlling our Congress. Israel is controlling our brains via the media. That's why. They are controlling us and our churches. Right now, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, if you talked about Israel and God, you will find very few people who will tell you, oh, we're scared. If we don't like Israel, then God is going to strike us. No. That's not what God is all about. God put a brain in you. Use it. Right now, in churches that we never really thought that they will start actually teaching their congregations, this Zionist phenomena. That if you go against Israel, you're going against God. Nonsense. Liberate yourself from Zionism. Liberate yourself from Israel. We will see you next week, same time, same place. Go do the right thing.